Hawkwool replied for the Hare Maid.
You don't trade punches with a vermin like Longtooth. Have you seen that wicked-looking mason chain he carries? One swipe of that would be all it takes.
Mordy was not impressed.
He could jolly well swipe with his mace all flipping season, but he wouldn't touch a hair of me if I didn't want the rotter to.
Gorath looked at her curiously.
How so?
Mordy took a kerchief from her sleeve. Spreading it on the walkway, she placed her foot paws on it, one slightly in front of the other. Then she gave forth a challenge.
Righty-o, chaps. Any beast wants to try landing a blooming punch on me, step up. I won't attempt to hit back, word of honour and all that, what?
No sooner was the challenge out than Logalog Osbill accepted it. He leapt up, paws clenched tight, milling about in small business-like circles. As he stood in front of Mordy, Osbill gave her a sly wink.
My turn this time, ma'am. You'll feel how hard I can punch. Are you good and ready?
Mordy winked cheerily back at her adversary.
Ready as I'll ever be, bucko. You punch away whenever you feel like. I won't move from this kerchief.
A crowd gathered along the wall top to watch. Some of Osbill's Gowson friends shouted out.
Go on, chief, give her a good one.
Aye, and belt her harder and she at you.
Osbill never hesitated. He swung a big roundhouse right. Mordy seemed just to sway ever so slightly. The punch spun Osbill around with its force, but it never touched the Hare Maid. The Gowson chieftain looked astonished. Mordy grinned at him.
Nice try, old chap.
Osbill gritted his teeth and threw a huge uppercut. The Hare Maid bent gracefully backward, letting her opponent strike air. Osbill came back with a flurry of punches. Mordy evaded every one of them, swaying left, right, forward and back with a lithe ease. The Gowson were yelling encouragement to Osbill.
Give it the old one too, chief.
Try Uchna with your left.
Go for the bread basket. Knock the wind out of it.
Osbill tried them all and a few more beside, but to no avail. Mordy could not be touched. He gave up and stood there, head bowed, panting heavily. Mordy folded up a kerchief, throwing a paw about Osbill's shoulders.
Come on, friend. Let's have a jolly old tankard of the good October together. What you say?
The shrewd chieftain grinned ruefully.
How did you learn to do that, mate?
Rangval bounded between them, hopping about and ducking.
Practice, me owl tater. That's how you learn to do anything well. Go on. Go on. Try to hit me. I dare you.
Osbill merely held out his clenched paw, and Rangval danced straight into it, knocking himself flat. Every beast roared laughing, except Rangval, who stood up holding his chin.
I took lots of barbing lessons, but none of the weaving. So I barbed when I should have weaved, and that's how you got me. Oh, and then there's the ducking and diving lessons. I'll have to start taking those soon. Then I'll wipe the smiles off your gobs. Mordy, me darling, how's about giving me a few tips?
The Hare Maid issued a generous offer.
Why, certainly, old top. In fact, I'll give any beast a list of hints. Who wants to learn? Any of you chaps?
Virtually every beast on the ramparts, young and old, began clamouring for instructions. Mordy held up a pause for silence before giving them the benefit of her experience.
Right, listen up now, chaps. My old pa was the finest boxing hare ever to come out of Salamandastron. He could box the blinking whiskers off the best of them, and that jolly well includes me. From the time I was only a trotter and leveret, he had me skipping a rope and singing this song. I'll show you. Who's got a piece of rope that I can borrow, what?
Abbot Dorcas untied his white habit cord.
How would this do, miss?